A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
KSL News Time 445, the three things you need to know this hour first.
Mental health care officials with the Safe UT app say the calls they've received since the pandemic have become more intense. They've received over 6,000 tips about possible problems last year alone. I'm KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson.
Second, we're expecting a vote in the Senate on a bill to avoid a government shutdown. It would temporarily fund the government ahead of Thursday's deadline. Republican senators, including Mitt Romney, have vowed to block it. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
Scanner chatter calling out another crash on Redwood Road at about 400 South. This is in addition to the one already being worked on to be cleared at 1000 South. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Smoky skies and warm temperatures, but changes come tomorrow. I'm Kevin Eubank.
86 in Salt Lake City. Now, KSL's top national stories from ABC News.
A test vote of a spending bill to keep the government up and running after Thursday appears headed for defeat.
The Senate needed at least 60 votes, including 10 Republicans, to raise the debt ceiling and keep the government funded past the end of September. Many Republicans refusing to do that, claiming raising the debt limit would let Democrats continue spending on social programs they don't support. Democrats could raise the debt limit on their own through reconciliation, but they say they supported doing it when Republicans were in charge, and Republicans should do the same.
ABC's Andy Field in Washington. R&B star R. Kelly faces decades in prison now that a jury in New York has convicted him of all charges in a sex trafficking case. President Biden rolled up his sleeve today.
About to get my booster shot and do it publicly.
Mr. Biden getting that third dose of Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine. In many states, vaccine mandates are now in effect, including for healthcare workers in New York. Stocks closed mixed, Dow up by more than 70 points and the NASDAQ down by about as much. Daria Alvinger, ABC News.
And breaking news. On KSL News Radio, Senate Republicans have just blocked the bill to keep the government funded and lift the borrowing cap. So the measure goes down to, in essence, defeat. Back to the drawing board, and Democrats are likely to try again in one way or another. Stay with us for the latest on KSL. It's 447. Now it's time for the KSL In-Depth. Salt Lake City's police department response times are being called into question after the shooting death of University of Utah football player Aaron Lowe.
What's happening is a failure of leadership, plain and simple.
That's Ian Adams with the local police union, the Fraternal Order of Police. He talked with David Dujanovic this morning.
Back in June, I was raising the alarm because priority one calls had slipped to 14 minutes. And the mayor and the chief, unfortunately, continue to deny that there's a problem. It's now at 17 minutes, and I'm still waiting. The city is still waiting. The officers are still waiting for an answer. What's the plan here?
Six noise complaints were reported near the party where Lowe was eventually shot and killed. After the noise complaints, no officers showed up until calls about a fight and a weapon, and then about shots fired.
Well, this is why it's important to police quality of life issues, right? House parties can just be a house party, or a house party can turn into a homicide, as we unfortunately saw. And look, the issue here is that the city has failed to grow the police department at the same rate that the city itself has grown. The city has become much, much larger over the last 10 years, but the police department size has remained stagnant. And unfortunately, due to resignations, as we talked earlier in the year, its actual operational capacity is much lower than its budget capacity. And these are leadership issues, plain and simple. The city needs to be questioned, and they need to have an answer, that we can't continue to let them just get away with non-answers or avoiding the question altogether, or we'll just continue to see these tragedies.
SLCPD spokesman Brent Weisberg points out officers arrived within minutes of the calls about a fight involving a weapon. Once they heard that, they showed up quickly. K- KSL News Time, 4:49. It's time for Triple Team Traffic. We're brought to you by Zions Bank, your business banking home. And here's Ricky Meese.
We do have slowdowns on southbound I-15 in Salt Lake County, going from Murray almost to Sandy as you're approaching 53rd South to 90th. The rest of your Salt Lake County freeways are seeing a really good drive, a little bit of building eastbound on I-80 between Bangor and the West Belt. Michelle?
Well, we're a little busy, Bangor Highway, both directions around the 201 freeway, and some more slowing going through the construction in South Jordan. Still very quiet for drivers I-15 in Utah County, but you're going to hit a snag as you're headed northbound Highway 40 up in Summit County, headed toward I-80. Steve?
Got a couple of new crashes on Redwood Road this afternoon, one at 4 South, the other's at 10th South. Meantime, northbound I-15 rolling free and clear, leaving downtown Salt Lake City. Davis County delays late into Clearfield. And northbound Highway 89 bogged down in the construction there at SR 193 up to I-84. Now at Siegel Books, save an additional 20% on already reduced sweet salt clothing clearance items, dresses and tops for casual everyday or dressy events. There's lots of styles to choose from at Siegel Book. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together on the nines, your 7-day forecast. And here's Kevin Eubank.
Thanks a lot, Jeff. Well, a beautiful day with temperatures in the upper 80s, still smoky, moderately unhealthy air quality is the story, and it's going to stay that way for one more day. Tonight, 60 degrees for the low, increasing clouds as we watch a cold front move through the area Tuesday morning. That'll drop temperatures into the 70s, bring us a slight chance for a few scattered showers, but a better chance for rain from Provo south into central Utah. Even cooler on Wednesday, 62 for the high and partly cloudy skies early. Back to sunshine by the afternoon and then upper 60s on Thursday. Plenty of sunshine and 70s to finish the week and go through the weekend. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kevin Eubank.
86 degrees.
Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News. Only on KSL News Radio.
Hi guys, it's Andrew with Wasatch Medical Clinic. What I love most about my job is hearing the success stories of our patients. ED affects a man, his significant other, and the relationship. But after men have taken our treatments and seen their ED disappear, it's like they are a totally new person. Happiness improves and stress melts away. Wasatch Medical Clinic uses the most advanced and studied wave technology available, and it's helping men just like you every day. If you're ready to put a stop to your ED by treating the root cause of the problem, call us now, and not only will the assessment and blood flow ultrasound be free, but we'll also include something unique that produces immediate results to intimacy. You're going to love that. And this week only, new patients get free blood work and free testosterone. This is an unheard of value, and it's totally free to those that call now. 801-901-8000. That's 801-901-8000. Guys, let's get that spark back. Call Wasatch Medical Clinic now to qualify. 801-901-8000.
Struggling with ED, sick of pills? Visit WasatchMedicalClinic.com for an incredible free offer.
In 1929, the Shane family opened our first jewelry store. Even then, we were intent on being different. We wanted to be more than a jeweler. We wanted to be a friend. Our intentions haven't changed. When you visit Shane Company, you're treated like a friend, and your purchases come with the best warranty in the industry. You can be assured we'll always be here for you. Most jewelers will charge you for their warranty. Our warranty is free for a lifetime and even covers the center stone. We're able to offer you an unparalleled warranty because of the quality of our jewelry. Whether it's an engagement ring, a wedding band, a stunning necklace, earrings, or a bracelet, the structure and design of our jewelry ensures it will last a lifetime because that's what a friend would do. Now you have a friend in the jewelry business, Shane Company. Open every day.
I want to talk to you about cryptocurrency. Did you know that if you invested $10 in Bitcoin in 2010, it would be worth over $400,000 in January 2021? Crypto could represent the future of money, but it can be intimidating. And what about taxes? Well, with an Alto Crypto IRA, you can trade crypto like Bitcoin and avoid or defer the taxes. You can create an account in just a few minutes and invest with as little as $10 with no setup charges. There are over 80 coins available, like Bitcoin, Ethereum, and Cardano. You can make a cash contribution or transfer cash from an existing IRA. Invest just $10 today. Who knows what it could be worth in 10 years? Ready to take your investments to the next level? Diversify like the pros and trade without tax headaches. Open an Alto Crypto IRA with as little as $10. Just go to altoira.com/talk. That's altoira.com/talk. Start investing in cryptocurrency today. Go to altoira.com/talk.
We're watching Utah's Money. The same company that makes the Impossible Burger is going to make plant-based chicken nuggets. Beyond Meat says the new tenders are made from fava beans. Basically, they look like edamame or peas before you mush them. Walmart will be among the first retailers to sell the Impossible Chicken Nuggets. Wall Street today, the Dow was up 71 points to 34,869. The S&P was down a dozen, and the NASDAQ lost 77 points.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.